A disturbing story this morning out of Baghdad. 6 car bombs exploding, more than 30 people dead in and around Baghdad. Joining us now is New York Times Baghdad correspondent Stephen Lee Myers in Baghdad. Stephen, first of all, what are the claims of responsibility, if any? And this seems to be a very disturbingly timed attack with Barack Obama speaking in Turkey, even at this hour.
The one thing is there haven't been any claims of responsibility, which is often the case. In fact, there's not really a clear pattern at all. I'm not sure you could attribute it directly to what was happening in Turkey today or Obama's visit generally.
But in general, I mean, it has been the case that Baghdad has been peaceful. What explains all of these attacks on this particular day? You say there have been no claims of responsibility. Were law enforcement officials, really taken by surprise here?
You know, in the last couple of months, there have been periodic outbreaks of violence with large bombings, or like today, which was unusual to have so many at once. The interesting thing is the Iraqi officials couldn't seem to agree on what was behind it or even who was behind it. Everybody seemed to have a different theory, whether or not it was remnants of Al-Qaeda, whether or not it was Sunni groups which had been in conflict with the government recently over pay, whether it was loyalists to the old regime. Everybody seems to have a different theory.
Well, that chaos likely to discredit the government further as, Iraqis grapple with the political challenges ahead. But it appears as though the greatest death toll was in the Shiite neighborhood near the Ariba Market in Sadr City. Do you have a sense of what actually happened and how people are dealing with this at this hour?
There's a lot of anger. Most of the bombings appeared targeted in Shiite neighborhoods. There was one, an assassination attempt against the Ministry of Interior official. Those are the kinds of attacks that we see more often. But to have this many, there does seem to have been an attempt to target Shia areas. And you know, at the scene of two of them, there was obviously a lot of anger. Some of it directed at the Americans and the government forces for not providing security. Some of it directed, as I said before, at Al-Qaeda or the former Ba'athist party of Saddam Hussein. I think that the goal of these attacks do seem to be to sow chaos, to discredit the government, and the government itself seems very sensitive to that today. One member of the parliament talked about how this was a final grasp of insurgents to try to wreak havoc, but that they wouldn't succeed.
And, you know, we should point out it's been, you know, during the worst of the violence, when things began to lull, it was Sunni attacks on Shiite targets that really caused things to erupt again. So really what we're seeing is a test of whether that can happen again.
I think that's right. I mean, the fact of the matter is that violence still is much lower than it was at the worst. But these kinds of attacks have increasingly in recent months drawn the attention of the Americans and the Iraqi officials, who see it as a regrouping, perhaps, of insurgents against the government.
Well, the test is, we are seeing the challenge this morning. New York Times Baghdad correspondent Stephen Lee Myers in Baghdad reporting on 6 car bombs exploding in or around Baghdad, killing more than 30 people. Death count still rising.